News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A Kerry school has claimed one of its players was the subject of racist abuse at a match. Pubble School, Cork Gwena, said it lodged a complaint to the body that oversees post-primary schools, GAA, following an incident during its All-Ireland Colleges A football semi-final with Naas CBS last week. Former Kerry manager Eamon Fitzmaurice, who's the principal of Pubble Cork Gwena and manager of their GAA team, joins us now. Eamon, thanks indeed for talking to us. Just tell us what happened here. One of your players was subject to racist abuse. You're keen to stress it wasn't from any of the players on the pitch.
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, I think it's very important to say that at the outset that, you know, ACBS, they're an outstanding team. They lost the Hogan Cup final narrowly last weekend against Enniskillen. But on the day against us, they beat us fair and square and the better team won on the day. We had no argument with the result. And as you said, their players behaved impeccably on the day. They were very sporting before, during and after the game, and it was nothing to do with the players or with the result of the game.
But some people from the crowd were engaging in racist abuse to one or more of your players?
Yeah, there was an element of the Naas support, not all of the Naas support, but there was an element that targeted one of our players in particular, and you know, with racist chanting, there's no way of kind of colouring it up. There was, you know, at schools games, there always is a very good atmosphere and there is plenty of noise and supporting your own team in generally. But unfortunately, this time now, we've crossed the line, and as a school community, we feel very strongly about it. And a lot of the teachers and parents that were at the game were very unsettled by it, and we felt it was very important to make a strong stand on the matter.
Were you aware of it? Were the players aware of this during the game?
They weren't, to be honest. I was at the far side of the pitch. I was involved with the team myself. We were aware that it was very noisy, that there was a lot of chanting going on, that there was some chanting directed towards this player, but it was difficult to make it out on the far side of the pitch. Whether the players were aware of the racist nature of the chants, I'm not quite sure. I don't think so. And I haven't, you know, asked them all individually. But the people that were in the stand, you know, parents and teachers, as I said, were very much aware of it and weren't happy about it.
I mean, it's important to remember here, we're talking, I mean, look, racist abuse is wrong at any stage, but we are talking the recipients of this abuse, age, what, 16, 17, 18 at most. It must be hugely upsetting for anyone to have to endure that.
It is, and the player involved, his parents were at the game as well, and it was nice for them to have to sit through that. And yeah, like you said, look, racism in any shape or form at any level, in the GAA and society in general is unacceptable, but particularly at schools level, you know, where young people are learning and are developing into adults for the future and so on, it's important that they would be aware of how wrong this is and this was. I think, you know, as a school, we have been very, very fortunate. The school was founded in 2007 and we've been very fortunate. They've had some very positive experiences in the Hogan Cup competition and in the Kearney Free Munster competition, and we've never come across anything like this before. So we'd be hoping that it would be a kind of a one-off thing.
Yeah, what would you like to see happen? Just briefly, Eamon, before I let you go, what needs to happen here?
Well, I just feel that by highlighting this and by making a strong stand, we'd be hoping that it wouldn't happen again, and that, you know, what our player had to go through, no other player would be going through again in the future.
Yeah, well said. Okay, Eamon Fitzmaurice, principal of Cork Gwena School, manager of the GAA team, of course, former Kerry legend, former Kerry manager as well. Thanks indeed for talking to us.